1230 WDBZ. We are the Buzz of Cincinnati, the Lincoln Ware Show, till 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I was watching the news yesterday, and I saw some kids from Kilgore on with their cell phones and playing games with this app. And I'm like, what? These kids, they developed their own app? What the heck is going on here? We're in the studio with me, Sean Kelly Darks, and we've got Jack Russell and Angela Cook Frazier, all from Kilgore, the principal, Angela Cook Frazier from Kilgore. And boy, I tell you, this is big stuff here. When you can come up with your own app, this is big time, big time. How did this start? We'll start with you, Ms. Frazier. How did this all start?
Well, this is a great opportunity for us. Like you said, the times of the day, our students are very, very inquisitive and very, very innovative. And it was a brainchild of both one of our parents as well as our staff. We had a program called Mustang Mondays, which involved around enrichment. And so one of the opportunities was to bring in financial literacy, but we just didn't want to bring in financial literacy in the old-fashioned way of thinking about, you know, economics and development. So Mrs. Welsh-Schluter came in and said, I have an idea with you. If you're willing to partner with me and individuals from NKU and the University of Cincinnati's Economics Center, we can come up with a program that we can take Harvard Business School models and bring it down to elementary school level, and then we'll talk about entrepreneurship and see what the students come up with. So out of this 4 to 5 week program, the students went beyond what we expected.
Yeah.
And we brought in the opportunity with Sprint to tie in technology. And it came from them developing a business model to actually coming up with the app, which now will bring back money to our school.
Yeah, so if you download it, it costs, what, 99 cents?
99 cents. And you can't get a game, I don't think, at that price.
So how much will you get from the 99 cents?
We will get a little bit more than 40 to 50%
really?
Of the proceeds comes back to our school. So we are more than excited.
Now, let's move along. Let's go to Sean Kelly Darks here. What's the name of the game?
The name of the game is Lemon Smash.
Lemon Smash. Okay, now, Jack Russell, how do you play this game? What do you have to do?
Well, this game, we took a lot of stuff that we learned in school about SWOT and the 5 P's of marketing, and we took those and looked at how when companies at a peak, how they're getting a lot of money, and my friend Danny said, hey, when you're at the cash cow in marketing, you get a lot of moolah. So we thought that we could take a cow. And since we were looking at a lemon story from the Harvard story, we thought of lemons falling down and we'd have to tap them for the thirsty cow.
Okay. And this is one of those games that you become addicted to once you start playing it. Is that how it works?
Yes.
And now, what about your did you, how did, I mean, do you play this game a lot now that you developed it?
Yeah. Well, yesterday I had the top score. 37 moolahs.
Really?
Yeah.
Moolah. Who came up with moolah?
That was one of our other students. Okay. We had our students first through sixth grade. So over 150 students were a part of this session with our Mustang Mondays. And so out of the brainstorming with all of those students, one of the students came up, well, instead of just saying cash is going to be following down, how about moolah? Because it's a cow. And so from that, the whole idea, when you earn more money, that it will actually say moolah every time you earn money.
Okay. I tell you that. I mean, now you say you're working on trying to get Apple to pick this up. But you have to go through a lot of steps for Apple, I guess.
A little bit more red tape is involved to say it nicely. And with that, we're hoping to have that based on our partnerships. We're hoping to have it in place before school starts so that everyone, no matter what device you use, can have access to it. This project alone, kind of to give you an idea, with NKU alone, their informatics system center, this they did pro bono for our school and our school district. So we're quite excited because in most cases it can cost anywhere between $20,000 to $40,000 to come up with the application.
Yeah.
So we're thinking if we can find ways to have funding and support to help with Apple, it will be more than well needed.
Right. I tell you now, we even had problems getting our app on Apple. We had to go through a lot more steps to get. So I understand what you're going through now. A lot of people don't even have smart. Me, I still have my little Palm, my Pilot, my Palm, and I'm going to upgrade and get me a smartphone eventually. And I'm definitely going to download this game to help you kids out at Kilgore. Give the name of the game again so people out there with smartphones, they can go ahead and download it and help Kilgore out. And, you know, I guess when you get enough money from this game, you could you have enough money to do the Apple app. So that's how that's going to work.
The name of the game is Lemon Smash, and you can actually pull up information about it on YouTube by putting in Kilgore Lemon Smash, and it smashes if you're smashing lemons.
Yes.
Some people said splash, but no, it's smash.
Smashing.
Okay. You also can go to Pi Media. P-I-E and media.org. They're one of our partners in this whole project that was kind of like the umbrella to help bring the other outside agencies into our school. You can also go onto that website to pull up the information.
All right. Now, Sean Kelly Darks, your father used to sit in that chair right there on this radio station. Sean Darks, how about that?
Yeah, that's cool.
I can tell you, you know, I can tell you got the radio spirit there. You know how to work the microphone, looks like, huh?
Not really.
And Jack Russell, your father is what? Who's your father?
My father is the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops.
I tell you, we got some big stars in here today. Unbelievable. Now, Kilgore, I remember, about 2 years ago when you were first getting ready to start working at the Kilgore.
We were moving back home.
Right. And you are on my show. And so how's it going over there now?
Things are going great.
Looks like it's going great.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Things are going great. This is going on my 10th year there at Kilgore Elementary School. So Kilgore is my second home.
Yes.
And my family all knows that. But great things are happening when I have students like these two, along with all my other 500-plus students. They make my job very exciting every day.
And I bet you it looks like they want to come to school.
Oh,
when you see them
yes.
come through the doors in the morning, it looks like they want to be there, huh?
Yes.
You like school?
Yes.
You like? Okay. What do you plan on being when you grow up there?
I want to be a doctor, like a pediatrician.
Oh, okay. Pediatrician. What about you, Jack?
I want to work for the CIA and computer program.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we're going to launch a cyber war against some of the countries we don't like here in America. So we could use you to launch that cyber war. How about that? Okay.
And with Jack's background and his knowledge,
he would be great for the CIA.
Yes.
I tell you, he looks like a CIA agent right now. You can work right now for the CIA, Jack. But I tell you what, pediatrician, CIA agent. And I think both of you will do what you want to do because you're getting a good start right now at Kilgore Elementary School there. And you've got a great principal, Angela Cook Frazier. And she's married now. I tell you, that's something else. Now, the school year's over, and what's going on during the summer? Are you guys going to try to do some stuff during the summer?
Yeah, I'm going to a computer programming camp.
Oh, okay. Computer programming camp. And what about you, Sean?
I travel and play basketball during the summer.
Okay, AAU? You on AAU?
Yes.
Okay, all right. What position?
Point guard.
Okay. All right. Okay. So both of you will be busy all summer long. And that's good. Stay busy. All right. Well, congratulations once again. And give the name of the game so people can download and it'll help out Kilgore.
It is a Kilgore Lemon Smash. And you can go to YouTube to get information or to piemedia.org to log on.
All right. And now, is Kilgore one of those schools you have to sign up for to go to? How does that work? Is that one of those, what do you call them?
We are a neighborhood elementary school. We're not a magnet school,
okay.
But we are one of the top schools in the city. St. Public School.
Yeah,
but
I know. And anytime they mention top schools, Kilgore is always up there.
We're striving. We always strive for excellence.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank both of you, all three of you, for joining
thank
me.
Thank you for having us
today. And good luck in your app. And hopefully people will download that. And pretty soon you'll be on Apple. And who knows? I'm sure you're probably thinking about another app that you can come up with. I'm sure that your wheels are already turning.
Well, you just let us know, too. We'll have Jack or some of the students come help you out when you have your smartphone.
I'm due for an upgrade, so I'm going to go ahead and take the plunge and get me a smart. I still love my little Palm. It just does everything I need to do. I can text with it. Yeah, right. Hey, your father is just like me. You know, we're not into all this stuff, you know. All I need to do is make a phone call and text, and I'm happy, you know. But all this other stuff, I guess I'll go ahead and get used to it and come on up to 2012, come into the to the future. Yeah, all right. But thank you once again for stopping by. We appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. 749-1230, 513 is the area code. Lincoln, we're with you, 1230.